Welcome to Hammer It Out, where I'm hammering out the issues so you can smell the manure. I'm your host, Suzanne Hammer. We're going to continue talking about control. Just about every issue that is being brought up in the media is designed to control you, to control what you think, control how you think. It's designed to put you in a frame of mind that you are going to only accept what they are saying and not what maybe the truth actually is. Pick any topic you want, whether it's climate change, whether it is, where did the SARS-CoV-2 come from? It's all a distraction to keep you from seeing the bigger picture, and that is what is going on in order that a select group of individuals can gain control over the people. Doesn't matter what issue it is, it's to sow division so that the people are divided. You're getting, pros, cons, I'm for this, I'm against that, and then there's subsets of that. So the people are divided on all fronts. They're distracted, so they're not seeing the entire picture. So today, we're going to go over some things that shows you that you are being controlled just by a few things that have come out in the last few days in the media. So let's get started. This came out from SHTF Plan, and it's concerning a story in another country, particularly in Africa. But here's the takeaway. The state will always set the rules in its favor. And I'm going to show you how that's coming about. So this had to do with the private sector. They got treated more harshly than the state when both parties committed similar offenses. Now, do we not see that here in the United States? Well, of course. And you can check that if you will go to the EPA website and look at super sites. There are several super sites. Some of them are federal government, such as military bases, that took them a while to clean up, and some are still not cleaned. And then some private companies in the U.S. are not being treated that harshly either, depending on who they are. But the takeaway is rules are always in favor of the state because they make it that way, which is contradictory to what government should be. Not that government is to do anything except the main function is, their main function, really only function, is to protect the God-given rights of the people. It's government's function. Now, when this country was established, we first had Articles of Confederation. Then we ended up getting the Constitution. There were very limited authorities that the people gave the government. Very, very limited. Very limited. And that was so because the states, you had each state was treated as a sovereign nation. But because they were a cooperative of states that came together, they had certain business that was common to all of them. How best to accomplish that was in a government that was decided upon to be centralized only for the business of executing those powers the states gave to them that were common business for them all. That was it. Government's first authority is to protect the rights of the individual. So here is like I said, here is the takeaway to this. You can read the whole article on this. Like I said, I think it's out of Africa. But when you are looking at what's going on, here's the great takeaway right here. To believe government is legitimate is to believe slavery is legitimate. That kind of says it all. So in other words, the state is going to always make the rules that are going to favor itself. They're going to set the rules in their favor. Here's a perfect example. This is comes from Guns and Gadgets. And we're going to watch this entire video. It's only 12 minutes, but I want everyone to make sure that you catch what is going on here, because this is very well done. I will leave descriptions, I will leave in the description box all the references that you have here, because some of these are very long and they will tie into other articles that you'll want to resource from the main articles to get some of the information. But you need to see that in this case, the rules favor the state. So let's get started.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the channel. I appreciate your time. Thank you for watching. You know who I am. This is Guns and Gadgets at SHOT Show 2023. I have the man, the myth, the legend, Steven Stambolia, who is one of the phenomenal attorneys here at GOA. First off, before we jump into this, if you're not a member, links in the description of every single video I do. I don't know why you're not a member, because my friend just discovered there's a trap in this pistol brace rule, and he literally just went up to the ATF to verify it. And just like Admiral Akbar said, it is a trap. For those who don't know anything about NFA, please discuss what the 88 marker, 88 day marker is, and how this will absolutely entrap people and criminalize people.
So there's so many different oddities with this rule, right? Number one, they issued it just a couple days before SHOT. I actually don't even know if it's been published in the Federal Register yet.
As of yesterday, it wasn't. I can't even get online to check.
Yeah, I know. Me neither.
Okay, before... let's make the distinction here. There's a difference between a rule and a law. What they're talking about is the ATF, where has come down and said, okay, we're going to ban this particular type of device. We're going to ban it. Well, that goes against the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution that recognizes, guarantees, and protects your right to keep and bear arms. So a rule is not law. And the ATF is not constitutional. Remember, it's an unconstitutional agency. But what's going on is they've made this rule, and because they've made this rule, everything is going in their favor. It's going in favor of the government. But let's get that out of the way real quick. The ATF is unconstitutional. Anything it does is unconstitutional. Any rules that it makes is unconstitutional, and it's not law. So let's get that, you know, clear. The only law-making authority in D.C. is the Congress. At the state level, it's your state legislature. At your local level, it's your city and city councils. And at the county level, it's either a board of commissioners, some of them call commissioners, the regents, whatever. That's your local. Those are the lawmaking agencies. There is not an agency created that makes law. It's only Congress. They make rules. Rules are not law. And if those rules are outside the Constitution, they are totally unconstitutional. So what you're talking about is this administrative law, and that's not law at all. But let's continue.
So yeah, welcome to SHOT. That's just how it works. So yeah, like, you know, after talking with a couple of people and after finally having a chance on Monday on my long plane ride over here, I read all 300 whatever pages of the garbage rule that they produce, and I started thinking, you know, they flipped the way that Form 1s usually work, right? So as we all know, we want to Form 1 something, like we might start with a rifle. We're like, I want to make a short barrel rifle. So you fill out all your paperwork, right? You do your fingerprints, your photographs, you you know, pay your $200 tax, and you send it into the ATF. You don't have a short barrel rifle, right? You just have a regular rifle. So in, what, 6 months to a year, 13 months, whatever it is, they issue you your stamp, say, hey, you're a good guy, you can make this into a short barrel rifle, and then you're like, yay, and you buy your 7-inch up or 8-inch up or whatever it is, you put it on there.
Right, and you build it at that point.
Yeah, and you build it at that point, exactly, after you get the stamp. So what this rule does is it kind of flips the process around because, whoa, I've got a short barrel rifle in front of me that you've now set as a short barrel rifle, right?
Right. So we're incriminating ourselves.
Okay, so there's the first problem. Right. So now you're going to go to the ATF, and you're going to say, I believe based on your rule, this is a short barrel rifle. Here are my photographs, here are my fingerprints, here's my address, here's a picture of the of this device, right? And you say that in your enforcement discretion, that's a flag, that you're not going to prosecute me while I have this pending form into the ATF.
Right.
But I'm already in possession of this thing that now is an SBR.
And I just took photographic evidence.
And sent it to you, the government.
Right.
Okay. Exactly. All right. I'm just making sure, like, I hope your people are following this, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what happens if the ATF denies your stamp? A lot of people don't know that the ATF now does the background check. The FBI used to do the background check, and the FBI and the ATF had a little spat, a little lover's quarrel. But the FBI told the ATF that they're not going to do the background checks for the ATF anymore, and the ATF, you have to do the background checks yourself. So the ATF now does the background checks with the FBI. If that background check remains open for 88 days or longer, it's an automatic denial.
Correct.
Right. So now what happens when you get that back from the ATF saying that you've been disapproved? You've still got your SBR.
Right. Well, let's get into that. Let's dive into that number, because 88 is huge. There are an estimated 40 million of these items the public, right? And they've given us, by the graciousness of their ATF heart, 120 days to comply.
Yeah.
Now, with their current level, Form 1s are taking 6 to 8 months on a good day.
Yep.
Now, add maybe 40 million transactions on top of that. They're not going to get any of these done in 88 days. Not a single one. They might get a couple hundred of y'all done in a couple of weeks, maybe if they rush it. But a vast majority of everybody who falls for this trap and fills out all the information basically says, hey, look, I'm breaking the law. Here's my NFA item. Here's my picture. Here's my prints.
And my address.
And my address.
Yeah, and my address.
And the picture of my dog.
Yeah, maybe I have a dog.
88 days automatically denied because it's been open that long. And now, what did they tell you today?
Oh, so I had a little discussion with someone here. And I said, you know, this is a problem.
He went to the ATF.
Yeah, but before I went to the ATF, I was talking to another guy. And I said, this is what the ATF's going to do. They're going to use this open background because they can't do it in time. And they're going to disapprove you. And then what's going to happen? They have all this nice, shiny information on a list.
Right.
And we know how much people in government love their lists.
Oh, yeah, especially the ATF.
So, right. So what are they going to do? And he was thinking, well, they're not going to do anything. And I said, wow, that's not right, because, like, it's the ATF. And sure, they're going to do something with their nice little new shiny list that you gave to them.
Right.
And I said, let's go talk to him. He's like, I don't want to go talk to him. So anyways, I went and go talk to him. And so I asked this guy who came to talk to me, because I guess he didn't see my GOA shirt because it had a jacket on.
It's reading.
Right. And so I was like, you know, if I have this guy and I'm a lawyer and I need to be able to advise my clients, you know, what happens if it's denied? And he goes, well, as long as they have their paperwork saying they registered it, we're going to deem them to be in compliance with the rule. I was like, I don't think you're understanding my question. Is there someone that knows more about this than you do?
Right. There's not really, but
the ATF. So he brought a lady to talk to me, and I said, okay, I'm a lawyer. I've got a client. He wants to register his new SBR. Let's pretend that in 88 days, I said, you know that in 88 days on an open background, it's an automatic denial.
Right.
Yes, I know that. I said, great. What happens when it's automatically denied? She goes, we'll take an enforcement action at that time.
Say that again.
We'll take an enforcement action at that time.
So the ATF, who has tried to force everybody to take this 120-day window, stuff all this into a 5-pound bag, they're going to take enforcement action, and you gave them all the information to do it. You've incriminated yourself. It's an absolute trap.
Yeah.
That is why these groups that I talk about every single day, Gun Owners of America, is on the front line fighting this tyrannical bullshit. That's what it is. The ATF hates me.
Oh, sorry about that. I forgot they had the BS. Whoops. forgot about that. Let's just stop right there. You can finish watching the video. But did you hear what he said? It is a trap. You're going to be giving them all the information that they need in order to then take enforcement action. So you can finish listening to that. But that's how they're making the rules in their favor. Because while you're thinking one thing, they're actually doing another and going to do another. So there you go. There you go. This is a mechanism of control. First step to confiscation is what? Registration. That's what they're doing here. So let's shift gears from that to, this is out of Britain. This is also from SHTF plan. Excuse me. NHS director confirms hospitals lied about cause of death to create illusion of COVID pandemic. What have we been saying the whole time? So, and we'll get to some more information later, but you'll see this was all an illusion about control. So it doesn't matter where it came from, doesn't matter who started it or anything like that. What happened is it was done to control. They gave you an illusion in order that you would follow edicts, mandates, instructions that maybe you normally would not have. But it's all about control. So you can read this. This originally came out at the Daily Exposé. And this was picked up by SHTF. And here's the main takeaways from this. Is right here. And this is how they did. Tells you exactly how they did it. How they did it. I don't want to take a long time with this today, because I believe you all can read for yourself the information. But this shows you exactly what they did and how they did it, and look at the steps that they went through to do it. And this was from an individual on the inside, and it's also on Twitter. Hospitals got incentivized to report the COVID-19 deaths over normal deaths. They paid, got additional money. We all knew that. That all came out. So think about this when we go in to the one where we're going to get to later. And I'll come back to this. Here it is. NHS doctor confirms health and social care staff were instructed to let patients die or euthanize them to falsely increase the COVID death count while hospitals were empty. This was spelled on the expose. And this is a whistleblower out of the NHS. You can read this. So information is coming out now that what you were told was an illusion. They created an illusion, and it was driving you to nothing but getting injected. But they knew you wouldn't get injected with anything if there wasn't a reason to do it. So here it is. It was a controlled operation in order to drive you to take an injection and to get you compliant. And it's all a cover for the bigger picture. It's all about control. It's all about control. It's controlling you and maneuvering you into a course of action that they want, not what you are going to choose for yourself. It's all about that. It's all about that. So you can read this and see exactly what happened here. Because he says, he describes how changes in care policies have led patients not receiving proper follow-up care, resulting in negative outcomes for patients and their families. Yeah. Because it was so driven. Hospitals were basically empty. I mean, come on, you had nurses dancing in TikTok videos. Let me tell you, when I worked in a hospital as a nurse, I didn't have time to scratch my watch, much less do a TikTok video dancing all over the place. So, yeah. So here you go. And in Canada, liberal euthanasia laws makes Canada the world leader in organs harvested from assisted suicide victims. This is what I said would happen years ago when I was first started talking about what was going on in euthanasia. That it was going to be used, it was already starting, but it was going to be used mainly to harvest organs. Now, back when I first researched this for an article that I did for Sons of Liberty Media, I still do believe it's still up there. I want to say it was back in 2019. I was on a trip coming back from visiting my sister. And of course, I was listening to radio talk shows. And it was happened to be the David Webb Show. He had a guest host that day. And so there was some talk coming in, and I said, well, you know, I'm going to call in, and I'm going to talk about this, because they were calling it medical assistance in dying, which they still are, and they call it MAID, instead of calling it what it really is physician murder that has been legalized, but is unethical, immoral, and unlawful. So I called in. And I explained all this. I said, you know, Canada has done this, and people aren't getting what this really is, and it's physician murder. And just like it goes back to what the Nazis did, it goes back to how Stalin killed his people. It just goes back to all of this, and people aren't getting it. And it's going to be used in a nefarious manner, and it's going to continue to spread until it encompasses people that it really should not. Well, that's exactly what has happened. When I got off of that call, there was a lady from Canada who called in, and she said on the radio, I just want to talk about, I want to counter what that lady that called in that said something about us putting people to sleep. I mean, okay, number one, when you have to call murder or euthanasia putting people to sleep, you're already in denial. And in fact, when I called into that show, I prefaced it by saying who I was, Suzanne Hamner, and that I had researched an article, researched information that appeared in an article, and I gave them the outlet, Sons of Liberty Media, and tell them what I had researched and what I had found. So this lady is already in denial when she says, well, talking about putting people to sleep. It's not what it is. You're not putting people to sleep. You're killing people. They're being murdered. Now, of course, the whole premise on the Canadian law is they have to ask for it. Now it's being offered like a treatment option. I said that would happen. When she opened that door, it's going to then become, oh, physicians are going to go to it, say, wouldn't you like to do this as a treatment option? How about euthanasia as a treatment option? Oh, and while you're at it, why don't you just give your organs, since they're good? And it has expanded. And I'll tell you, this lady said, to justify all of this, after she said about us putting people to sleep up here, it's very well regulated. what very well regulated. Well, who's regulating that? That would be the government. The government is not your friend. And she was actually defending the practice because she had such a disconnect as to what was going on and what was coming. So Canada's increasingly permissive laws have allowed euthanasia to rise 32% since 2020, with more than 10,000 people dying in 2021 alone. Okay, but here's the kicker. Now, and pay very close attention to this. One of the most horrific and macabre consequences of liberal euthanasia policies is the increase of human organ trafficking on the red market. The red market. Now, you can think about what that would be. I can point you into some directions. Well, if you're running in the red. Okay. Now, but let's go down and let me tell you what they have found. And I do believe, here it is. According to some estimates, a heart is worth around $1 million in the U.S. Livers come in second at $555,000. Kidneys cost about $262,000 each. Human skin, $10 an inch. Stomach, $500. And eyeballs, $1,500 each. Wow. Well, who's getting that money? Who's getting that money? Guarantee you it's not the family. And it's not anybody that decides I'm going to donate it. Somebody's making money off of this. Because it just told you right up here. Human organ trafficking on the red market. That's all it needs to say. That's all you need to say. But this is where it's going. So, in other words, in Canada, you are worth more to them if they can get you. And it's not assisted suicide. It's not what it is. They can get you to decide to go into this program of letting some doctor murder you, then you're worth more to them dead, because they can get $1 million for your heart, $557,000 for your liver. Of course they're going to push that. Wow, it's another depopulation technique. You don't need anybody to help you die. You can do that by yourself. People do it all the time. It's called suicide. Not that you should do that. You should not. There are other options. But they're offering this as a medical treatment option. And then for what organs? That has become the byproduct of this is organ trafficking on the red market. Not the black market, the red market out in the open. So organs are worth millions. Yeah. But it's all very well regulated, according to that lady in Canada. I think she needs to go back and take a look. If she didn't give her name, so I don't know. I gave my name. I didn't care. I wanted everybody to know who I was. I didn't care. Why would I? I was reporting on. I was giving them information that I had researched myself. This lady was coming on to parrot something that she had so much cognitive dissonance about. She could call it what it was, except putting people to sleep. And that's not what they were doing. But that's how disconnected she was. Oh, you know, they're just putting people to sleep. It's very well regulated. It's very well regulated. Anyway, let's move on. Technocrats at work. Medical profession implements WHO's digital diagnosis code for the unvaxxed. That is the uninjected. There is a reason for this. It's control. It's so they will know who has had the jab, who has not. And this all comes from the incredible International Classification of Diseases. I think they're on the 10th edition. So that would be the ICD-10. They're working on an 11. So they are going to code now. When your doctor asks you, have you had the COVID injection? And you say, no. You get a nice little code on there. So they're going to create a nice little list of that. digital diagnosis code for the Invexed. And that's they're going to be able to pull that up. That's the only reason people don't understand what the ICD-9 was. And it was a way that the WHO could go through and gather information on every population in all the different countries of what's making them sick, where they're going, what they're seeing. And that's all that was. Because even if countries had different codes, if you wanted to find out what was happening in another country, you would just call a counterpart in your country and say, hey, I'd like to know where I can find this information on this. What is your country's experience with heart disease? How many are you seeing? And they could break it down for you. The only reason that thing came up was for the WHO. That was it. They've been doing this ever since they had it come out. It was not about gathering information for anybody's health. It wasn't about exchange of information, because you could exchange that information between countries. You could, you could give them what you had and say, hey, can you have anything similar to this? What have you got? That's how information used to be exchanged. This was all done in order for the WHO. That's the World Health Organization, by the way. So this will all going to lead to some kind of digital passport. It's going to lead to a medical case system, which probably already, we're already there, really. I think I discussed that with Lynn Taylor on one of our episodes of the Liberty Bells. You can go back and watch that. This is all about putting you into a slot about control. They're using all of this as a control. So read the article and get into it, because it does get really involved. All right, here's the next one. FNC contributor, NYU professor Dr. Siegel on COVID origin debate docs. NIH doesn't want to admit that the genie got out on gain of function. That's what they want you to keep focusing on. Oh, this came out of China. It was a gain of function research. It was this big bad virus. Didn't we just go over here and talk about they lied about the cause of death to create the illusion of COVID pandemic? And here was this other one. Confirms health and social care staff were instructed to let patients die or euthanize them to falsely increase the COVID death count while hospitals were empty. It's all an illusion. But they've got to keep this going. Why? Because control. Control. Everybody's going to fight over, where did this come from? Where did it come out? Oh, well, it came out of a lab in Wuhan, China. Are you so sure about that? That's what you've been told. First, it was a wet market. Nope, that wasn't quite what it was. Oh, it was released from the lab. We know that because what they were working on is 96% the same as what we're seeing. Well, no, because that 4% makes it different. That 4% makes it different. There's 3% genetic difference between chimpanzee and man. The two are not the same. It's that 3% that makes it different. So that's what you have to remember. It's that 3% that makes it different. So this is, they're controlling, they're wanting to control, continue to control the narrative on this. And that in turn controls you. Because they want you to continue to fight over where this thing came from. Came from nowhere. It came out of a computer. Came out of a computer. And we're going to go and look at that here in just a minute. It came out of a computer. And no one has any samples. And all the samples came from where? out of China, every one of them. Really? I thought we had people here that had it. I thought we had people in Italy that had it. But they sequenced it out of one patient out of China, maybe two, one or two, wasn't that many. But everything came out of China. And oh, we know it's man-made because of certain sequences that we see. And I think it's the CGG sequence. That doesn't happen in nature, so it had to be man-made. No, a computer doesn't know what happens in nature either. It'll just randomly throw some crap together if you tell it to do. And that's what they did because the genetic sequence was done in the computer. If you go back and you really research, no virus has ever been isolated, no virus has ever been coded, nothing. None of it. None has ever, there's not been a virus out there that has been truly isolated, proven to exist, or proven to be transmissible. You see how they have controlled all of this? Ask for the proof, and they'll look at you like a deer. What? Well, it's just known. Well, yeah, okay, if it's just known, then there should be documents out there to show that. Are we going to get, how about, let's see in some documents here. You're not ever going to see any because they can't produce them. But it's control, because it got you all scared of a bug, that it was an illusion. Illusion. But they needed you to have that fear to turn that thinking off so they can direct you into the path that they want you to go. It's classic using of the Mind Space document that Lynn Taylor and I exposed and that we covered extensively in the Liberty Bells episodes. I think it was 4 episodes that we covered that. So, yeah, it's all, oh, but it's gain of function. It's, well, are you so sure about that? Because a lot of things are coming out about it. That it wasn't what it is. It was all done in a computer environment. I'm not saying they don't have these labs out there and they're not doing something, but you don't know what they're doing. All you know is what you're being told. And if you go back and ask yourself, what have I been told that I know is the truth? Can you point to anything 100%? Because remember, the state will always set the rules in its favor. And if people come out and they put all these initials behind their name, MD, FACS, PhD, MDPH, or MPH, whatever, people, oh, they're an expert. They know everything. They know about this stuff. Okay, if I did some really good research, which I have done, and I put my name up there, I put all these initials behind that, would you absolutely believe what I said without providing proof? Of course not. Why would you? You don't know me. Well, do you really know these people? And here's one of them. Do you really know him? He may be sitting in the government, but what do you really know about him? That is why when I do a lot of things and I do these, I let you see what I am seeing. That way you know where I'm getting the information from. I show it to you in the body and I tell you to go read it. Read it. Don't take my word for it. Read it for yourself. What genie got out of... What? Admit the genie got out? There was really no genie to get out. But they're still continuing on with this because this is a cover. It is all meant to distract you, create more division, get everybody talking about everything else so you're not really looking at what is happening. And that is the rapid march towards a global government. So that's what you've got to watch for. So here's from LifeSite News. The U.S. Defense Department secretly controls COVID vaccine production process that cannot be traced. Now, this is from Sasha Latipova, Alexandria Latipova. There were several great articles on this. But this was put under the Department of Defense for several reasons, and you can read them here. And let's see, I want to, let's see, where is it? Okay, possession of the products is never taken by anybody other than the U.S. federal government, she said, resulting in a situation where the methods of production and contents of these products cannot be traced. So, if it's under the DOD, because remember, Pfizer, Moderna, Janssen, Johnson & Johnson, they're only figureheads in the production of experimental injections. They're actually produced, controlled, and distributed by the U.S. Department of Defense. And why is that? Why is that? And she explains it. She tells you. One, they're not licensed pharmacy distributors and do not need to comply with any laws that govern that. That's what you need to take from this. So again, states making the rules in their favor. So you can go down and read this. So none of this was about anything but control. None of it was. So remember, when you're looking at this, this is all about getting you to focus on something to distract you, divide the people. And then that means you are not looking at the big picture, which is all of this is being done. And it's being done not only here in the United States, but it's being done in countries in Europe. It's being done in Australia. It's being done in South American countries. It's being done in Central American countries, Asia, Middle East. It's everywhere. And there is a reason for that. And it is all of this is gaining control to go into a global government. Now, when you start looking at that, and let's think about that. Membership into the WHO. Well, there's, I think right now, 194 member states that are actual states. I mean, countries, nations on the globe. But guess who bought themselves a nice little seat there? Bill Gates. Bill Gates always in there somewhere. Gavi, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. They're all connected in with the WHO. They also have an in at the UN. So who are they bringing out now for all this about injections, vaccines, poisonous things that you stick with a needle in your arm and your kid's arms? Who's coming out now? That's the face of all this. Bill Gates. Who's coming out now with all this climate change rhetoric, and who is the face of that? Gosh, Bill Gates. Who's the one talking about synthetic meats? Yep, got to eat lab-grown meat, got to eat insects for the climate change. Now, Bill Gates, who's promoting that also? Klaus Schwab. Besides, Bill Gates is also on the WEF. So look at who is in charge of all this. Look at who the players are. Then you've got international banks, the Rothschilds. You've got the Rockefellers. Rockefellers who absolutely crushed real medicine in the United States in favor of his diagnosis pill, which is the what you see now, to where he could use his petroleum products in order to make money, which is the give a diagnosis, we're going to get a pill for that. Give a diagnosis, we'll get something for that. That's where that came from. So when you start looking and you start seeing the same players across all of these issues, then you realize there is a much bigger picture here. Much bigger picture here. And it's all stemming from moving towards a global government. Now, when you're talking about who's going to be in charge of that, well, that's up for grabs. But I can just about tell you that when it comes to climate change, China's not participating. Russia's not participating. But they want everybody else to. You get the picture here? But who is going to come out on top of that? Well, they've already decided on China. That was covered some time back because that is the most oppressive That is the most totalitarian. They praise their lockdowns, which was for what? Nothing, because nobody's proven anything of an illness. They praise their lockdowns. They praise their social credit system. They praise everything about China, when China's been a lion to the world ever since Mao took it over, probably. So they just, their government is just not trustworthy at all, but no government is. Remember that. So, you know, why would you want to be there with China? Anything you hear about the Ukraine? Yep, that is the money laundering capital for the Biden crime family. Probably everybody in Congress that's in Washington, D.C. And there's a conflict in Ukraine. Oh, gee, wonder why. How many billions of dollars have been taken from not only the U.S. but elsewhere, sent over there to Ukraine? Wonder where all that money went. Equipment. Got how many millions and billions of dollars of equipment have been sent over there to the point that, oh, wow, now NATO cannot even arm its own armies, defense. This is nothing more than a very controlled plan. And it's been very well thought out, and it's been going on a long time. But the overall picture is this move towards this global governance. It's draining the wealthier countries' coffers, money laundering all the way through to the Ukraine. I mean, come on, take a look at it. And they've got to get rid of the U.S. and the Constitution to do it. Well, USMCA was a good start. That was a good start. But now so is this, H.R. 8419. And it will amend the United States Code to direct the Archivist of the United States to authenticate, count, and publish applications of states calling for a convention for proposing amendments to the Constitution for the United States of America. And then when you look at the language is everything. Okay, come down here, and it says right here, the Archivist of the United States shall authenticate, count, and publish all applications of states calling for a convention for proposing amendments to the Constitution for the United States, pursuant to Article 5 of the Constitution, together with resolutions of states to rescind previous applications. Do you see a start and an end date there? No. All means all. That could go back to 1787, run all the way through to today. That's all. All. If they did not rescind it after that, it is still considered a call for an Article 5 convention. Don't let it be fooled that this is a convention of the states and the state's going to control anything. They won't. They won't. That's been covered before and will be covered again. In fact, on the Liberty Bells for our March 4th Saturday night special, we're going to have Joanna Martin, who is a constitutional lawyer. She served with JAGFOR. We've had her on before. We're going to have her talk about this Article 5 convention and what you need to know about it. And it is a way to ditch the Constitution that we have, put up a new one where your liberties are going to be severely limited. If you even get any at all, it will set up a new government. It's going to absolutely endanger every liberty that you have and every right that God gave you. But all of this is by design. This is the big picture, people. The big picture is, it is working towards getting you distracted, getting the people divided so that you don't see what the real goal is and that you come together and stand together and fight it. That's what all this is about. So the like on the gas stove thing, they'll give you something very outrageous. So we're going to get rid of gas stoves. Well, they might. In fact, some cities are going ahead. Yeah, we'll just go ahead and ban them. But here now everybody's fighting over, well, we need the gas. We need this. We need the gas. They're going to do what they're going to do, because the big picture is that they're going to have to be able to control everyone. It's a lot easier to control people when you have a way to just cut the power for everything. And that means everything. But it's a matter of control. There's nothing wrong with natural gas. They're using a health and climate change to do it. No, that is the push to get you to relinquish something that they may not have as much control over. But they can have control if they get you on an electric grid that they can just shut it off whenever. If your social credit score isn't high enough, if you don't have a digital code that says you're injected. So just remember, think about all of that when you're looking at this. Because none of this is about any good for you at all. It is about control. And remember, depopulation is always in there. The fewer people there are, the better they can control. So the problem is not with the people. The problem is not with us as individuals. The problem is you've got this small group of people who are now controlling, and that's what they're doing. World, nation, governments, that's what they're doing. They're controlling it all into pushing for this one little order here that where they're all going to be exempt from everything, and you're going to be compliant, or you're just not needed. They've got to have enough. You get rid of a few key players, if you could take them out and get them brought to justice, due process and brought to justice, it might stop all this. But it's going to take the people recognizing what's going on, and I'm not just talking about the people of the U.S. It's going to take people in all countries recognizing what is going on, standing up and saying, yeah, no. Because you keep titting and tatting on these little issues about, well, where'd the virus come from? We got to know where the virus come from. We need an investigation. You can have all the investigations in the world. They're not ever going to find anything, because there's nothing to find. So you got to get off of that. And doesn't matter what's in these injections. Doesn't matter. There's all poison. You don't take them and stop. And realize what has been done. Just don't take any more injections, because I'm telling you now, they got this done this time. It'll be the same for everything after this. So remember that. They got it in here this time because it's part of their plan. So now everything going forward is going to be on the same scale or whatever of what just happened with these injections. It'll be same mRNA, if there's any mRNA in there. We don't even know. So you won't even know what's in there. It'll just be, oh, we're going to use this now for this. We're going to use this now for that. We're going to use this technology for this. It'll all change over to that. They got you to do it once, but there's a reason for that. And it's a cover for global control. It is global control. I don't know how better to explain it, but every little issue that you're looking at has to do with that. Same thing, and when it comes to the religion, what does the Pope call for? One world religion. Well, what is that going to be? So take a look at it for what it is, and try to see the big picture, because everything is all about controlling you and moving you in the direction they want you to go. And it's being done in a way that it keeps that people are staying divided on all these issues. But it's being pushed even though you may have a majority of people against something, and they have this minority that wants that, it begins to look like the minority is more in favor of it than, or that they're more of the minority than there are the majority. But it's none of it's about majority rule. It's about individual rights. But what's going on is a maneuver in order to implement control. Control at every level there is, with ultimate control being under one umbrella of a world government. Anyway, if you like the video, like, subscribe, leave a comment. As always, do your own research, stay vigilant, and we'll catch you on the flip side.